All right, welcome back to another episode of No Father, No Problem. Got RJ here. What's up, RJ?
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're gonna dive straight into it, man. How are you? Well, really, how are you doing?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm tired. Yeah.
You're tired?
Yeah.
Stuff like that really burns you out. You know.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to go about saying this, you know, but...
that's right. Well...
Your hamburguesa, la hamburguesa de your tita.
That's correct.
She passed away.
Yes.
Last Friday.
That's right.
And, you know, that's Angel's mom. And so, I don't know what to say. Just, you know, she lived a good life. She had a big family and hopefully she rests in peace.
Yes, I agree. I'll say my little word and we'll move on. But she was a great woman. She was a great mother. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids. She was 82. She had a full life.
Good age. Yeah.
And you know, it was just her time, and we're dealing with it. And I think this is a good time to do a little plug here. We have a GoFundMe right now for funeral expenses that I'll send to you. We can spread the word. If you guys can help or share it anyway, would appreciate that. And rest in peace, Tita.
All right. We'll move on because I don't want to.
It's a little morbid, but we're doing good. You know, it was a long night, and I'll speak a little bit about this because it was kind of an interesting thing. You know, she had been in the hospital for a week, and I mentioned here on the podcast when I went to see her on Sunday, that Sunday, and it was the next Friday when I went to go see her again. Everybody was there, and I was supposed to go in for a bit just to pop my head in and say hi, and then go back home because I was meeting my girlfriend. We were gonna watch our show together because that's our Friday thing, and so. They're pretty strict about policies in the hospital. You know, there's only two people max in the room, two visitors, because she was at the coronary care, CCR, at that point. Angel's sister, Veta was already there. She was already in the room. And so she came down, and Angel went up and then switched out, and then I went up with him. And we were the first two to see her. Since Veto left, and so I went in, and she was just not, you know, I could tell it was not good. And intentionally being only a quick visit, I ended up being her last moment. Actually, her and I, Angel and I witnessed her last breath, and it was a whole thing. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. So. I canceled with Madison, obviously, and then we had everybody in the room, and we just spent our last moments together, and you know, and then that night we finally left the hospital. I texted out of work. We went to the store. We got beers. We got McDonald's, and we just celebrated Tita's life that night. And it was kind of nice.
I don't think she used the word celebrate.
Not celebrate, but
in honor of
we celebrated
her life.
You
said it with a smile on your face. No.
Celebrated the life she lived. Not celebrated the fact that she's gone.
So you had some beers.
I had a tall boy. Yeah, I
a did. Tall boy yeah. Of what?
Banquet. Coors Banquet.
Oh, that's all right.
Interesting choice. I understand.
Yeah, it was. It was shit.
I liked it. Yeah, it was cool.
All right, that's cool.
But it was good to be together that night. Well, I'm glad I texted off work.
You know what? I was at a fundraiser for Chris yesterday at the pizza place.
That's correct.
And I showed up, and your mom was there, and we talked a little bit. And I got in line to get pizza, and that's the $3.99 pizza place. Mm-hmm. And you know why pizzas cost $3.99? Because they don't spend money on staff. That's why. Fuck, it takes for every time I go there.
I thought because it was bad pizza.
No, it's not bad pizza. It's good pizza. There's only two people running the whole fucking place, man. You're Luigi and Mario. I don't know. Just two people running the whole fucking place and shit.
They need Mario back there.
Yeah.
Waluigi.
Yeah.
Peachette.
Some of the little mushrooms and the dragon, you know.
Yeah, Toad, yeah.
Get them on there.
Where's Donkey Kong at? Right. Get him back there.
So Donkey Kong could bartend.
Yes, right? He could.
Throwing the barrels down.
I can see him. There you go.
Tapping the barrel. There you go. he's got a good resume.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he's the tie as his towel over his shoulder. Yeah, I can see that happening. There you go.
And then if you get out of hat, he'll just fucking 86 you. You know what 86?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I work at a restaurant. Of course, I know
what is. Where do they get that from?
Where do they get it from? Yeah. I don't know.
You know, I've heard like a lot of different stories about it. One of them was that the door is like 86 inches tall. So that's what they will say 86 on, because they, you know, show them the door.
Oh, up the door, right.
I heard that some before. But so I get up to get in line, and Angel texts me, "Where are you?" He goes, "I'm here. Where are you at?" I go, I'm also here. And he's lying, because I was right there talking to your mom. And I go, "I'm here." He goes, "We're going back and forth." I go, "Hey, I'm over here on Arrow and Azusa." He goes, "No, that's the wrong place." He goes, "Come over here." And I go, "Well, I already ordered, dude. I can't make it." You know? So when I get my food, I go back to the table. He's fucking there. He's like, "Dude, why do you fucking say that to me?" I go, "Why do you lie to me about saying you're here? You're not fucking here. And I knew you weren't here, because I was here when you said that. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. I lied to you about not being here." Yeah. So this whole fucking...
He always does that with my mom.
Oh, that's so annoying.
We'll go somewhere. He's like, "I'm already here." I'm like, "What? No. No, no, you're not." He's like, "Yeah."
Yeah.
She always does that.
That bugs me. But so, so then I come to the table, and I hadn't seen him, you know, since the thing, since Tito's passing. So I go over like to hug him, like, "Come here, Angel. Come
yeah,
here.
Yeah."
And the first thing out of his mouth was, "Did you put the receipt in the basket?" And I'm like, "Cause you got to put your receipt in the basket so that so they get the 20% for the fundraiser." So I was like, "Come here, Angel." He's like, "Did you put the receipt?" Like, "Yeah, I'll do that right now, dog." And that was all he worried about, the receipt in the basket, man.
Yeah, because he probably would have started crying. That's why.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
a good point. By the way, and, you know, I know the tone is different, but I gotta mention, you know, because I've been, you know, here's the thing about me when it comes to real situations like death and stuff. I don't cry. It just affects me. Like, I just kind of think about it a lot. Mm-hmm. I cry about shit that doesn't matter. I cry if
at a movie when Bambi dies.
Yeah. Or like if I go to work and I pour myself a drink to take it home, and then I drop it on the way home, which has happened multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like, I make myself a nice tea, and then I fucking drop it outside the door. I'm like, yeah, I cry about that. Sure. Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So go on. You're waiting for a reaction. You're not gonna get it.
I'm waiting for blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, nah, you're not gonna get that today.
Damn it. I need it. It was just like when it initially happened. You know, we all went into the room again, because when it happened, he's like, "Go get somebody else up here." I was like, "Yeah, sure." So I ran down, and I was just like I was just. My eyes are bugged out. I was just gone, you know, like my brain, I was just frozen.
Have you cried yet?
I did. I did a little bit after.
No, have you cried the right amount yet?
No.
It's still
not real to me, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to happen. You're gonna pass by a McDonald's and be like, "Oh, I'm short on hamburger money." Or it's something else going to remind you about her. Mm-hmm. Something to remind you, something that... You know, where she would normally be on her seat on the couch, and she's not there. Something's going to get you, and all of a sudden you're going to break down and go in your room and cry. But you got to let it out. Crying is natural. That's normal, you know? I was telling Angel, I go, "You know what? You're lucky that you're going through this." I go, "When my dad passed away, I didn't cry. I haven't even cried yet, you know? And I'm not waiting for that moment to cry. I don't think it's ever going to happen. And it's because I didn't care for him." You're lucky you had someone to care for. She was worth crying for you and worth hurting, so that's good. That's good. You had her in your life, you know? It's fucked up that she's gone, but, you know, it's worth it. You're lucky you're going through that.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't go through that, and I'm like, fucked up. Like, fuck, was he even in my life? He wasn't even worth crying. So, you know, who died? Really? Nobody really died in my life, you know what I mean? So he has to go through that emotion. He's got to, you know. So it's good he's going through it, because it means that he loves someone and someone loves him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a good sign. Yeah, it means you cared enough. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I don't care. It's just that I guess I just don't function that way.
I think give it a couple of days.
Yeah.
And maybe you got to pop that cherry in you where fucking you cry the first time. And then after that, you're going to be crying every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to be able to let it out and shit. And you're going to be standing there like, "What's wrong with me? What are these... There's water coming out of my eyes." You'd be a hoe. You're not going to know, understand what's going
on. I'm sweating. What's going on? I'm just sweating.
No. I'm not even watching Bambi. Why am I crying?
I did a little bit initially because, like I said, I ran back down and everybody they haven't given any official word at that point, but everybody knew because another thing that I forgot to mention was, you know, basically like I just okay, I'm just gonna get into it. So basically, what she had like a blood infection, and so I don't know the specifics of it because I'm bad at that stuff. But basically, whatever condition she had, one of the side effects was confusion and like delusion and stuff, and she was kind of losing it. And so she was only like, she wasn't really talking a lot. She was kind of like saying like she kept saying awa awa. Like she wanted water, and she kept saying it. And I was there, and Angel was like, you know, fucking spoon feeding her water and stuff. And every time that she would say it and he would do it, she would like bat his hand away. So she already wasn't there, you know? And so then, but she was still talking to him and he kept asking her questions, and she wouldn't respond to questions he said verbally. She would not, but all she knew how to say was like, you know, awa and shit. So it was weird. And then at one point, you know, she stopped responding and I just watched her heart rate go down. That's when they were like, okay, get out. Like, let's go. So I was like, I knew at that point basically. And then, yeah, so then when I had come back down and everything, they already knew, and then we went back up and everybody was packed, and that, you know, she has a big family.
Oh yeah, a lot of grandkids.
I think another thing that we were fortunate to have is a lot of people by our side. You know, big family, and so naturally we're all fucking packed into that tiny room, and that's when I saw him cry. Like, he was already doing it initially, but that's when I saw him, like, actually, like, cry. And then he stopped pretty quickly. And then he was calling everyone, and, you know, everybody was calling everybody and letting everyone know and whatever. And that's when I started crying, when I called Madison. Because, you know, she thought I was going to come back. And I think that was what got me. So then I was crying, and then again, stopped quickly. But then Angel was just on and off all night afterwards. And it was just, it was weird, you know. You don't really. Angel's not really a guy who shows his emotions a lot, but obviously this was like, you know, his mom and his something that my mom and him spent a lot of time this past year doing was visiting Tita after school, my mom went out of school, and at the end of the day, giving her insulin. Like, it was like this last year brought them together like nothing before, because it was like, they were like her caregivers until they actually had to get her caregivers and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise that they got to see her a lot like that. But yeah, so then that was just, I want to comment. It was just kind of weird seeing him like that. But, you know, it showed me, again, it shows you really care. And also, it showed me how much he cared for me, because we talked a lot and we were hugging and stuff. So I'm glad that it showed me that I was someone he wanted to be with in that time. So that was nice.
You're not gonna complain about the orange juice anymore?
No, not anymore. Not anymore. In fact, at one point I hugged her, and he was like, you were the last one. She was the last one. You were the last one to see her. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You know, it wasn't somebody else, or I'm sorry that I didn't know what to do. He goes, it's okay.
Tita liked you and her had a connection.
She loved me, dude. It was weird, man. Yeah,
loved you.
Yeah. No, she did. No, I know. But I mean, like, more than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, when I saw her in the hospital the first time, all she kept saying, all over and over again, squeezing my hand. And she would always, I was able to say the thing to her one last time. She would always tell me. I would always joke with her. She loved it when I told her that I worked. She loved when she asked me if I was at work and she said yes. Or when I said yes, she loved hearing that I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
She loved hearing I went to work. She goes, oh yes, I trabajador. So I'm like, yes, Tita. You know, and she's like, and then every time I would call her, like anytime my mom was like, oh, Tita wants to talk to you, and she would say, trabajador, muy macho, muy guapo. I'm like, yes, Tita, thank you. She would always say that to me. So I said that to her, and for the last time, that was nice. But yeah, it was, so that was the thing that I took away from it, and I already planned on, I'm like, I gotta do something. So naturally, I'm actually gonna get a tattoo, in honor of Tita.
What would you get?
That's a great question. And I'm like, what's the thing that we talk about on this podcast? But hamburguesa money, right?
Hamburguesa money, yeah.
So Madison actually finished drawing it up today because she designs tattoos as well.
Oh, really? All
she
right.
does, yeah. One thing she wants to get into, she designed it for some, for like coworkers and friends already. So I'm like, you know what? Can you do this for me? This would be great. So I want to get it in like, you know, I guess what you call American style tattoo, you know, the old school style,
like, over, like color.
Yeah, like the colors and like the, there's like a, it's called American, I guess, is the style of tattoo, whatever. And it's like, you know, it's got like the banner on it, and it's a $20 bill, and it says, Para tu hamburguesa. And I have like little flowers next to it that are blue, because that was her favorite color. It was like a dark blue. So that's what I'm planning on getting that.
That's cool. And guess what? I guessed that.
You did, huh?
I guessed it. I was talking to your mom yesterday, and she goes, and Audrey's in the ghetto. I go, hamburguesa.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, that's it. I go, I knew it.
How could I not? You know, from right opportunity.
Yeah. That's cool, man. That's cool, Audrey. Well, Tita, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Tita.
Let's move on to the next subject, because I can't say nothing while you're talking about that. You know, I can't interrupt. Like just sitting back, you know, letting you go through it. I'm like, you know what would be funny? No, don't say that shit. Like that. Don't say that.
You're like clenching.
Yeah, I had to stay quiet. So let's move on, man.
So you can let it out of this cage.
Sergey, how's your week going? Well, let me tell you what. Did you do the First Amendment?
Yeah, I did.
How did it go?
Good. Yeah, I tried out some new stuff.
Yeah, you did?
I did.
How did that work?
You know, the first time trying, it's always the roughest. So I'm going to try to polish it off a little more tonight, and we'll see. Yeah. You know what? I got something exciting I did. I'm going tonight again, by the way.
Okay.
But I got something exciting that I did yesterday I want to tell you about. I meant to tell you. So I mentioned it to you yesterday. So here's the thing. You mentioned Crystal's fundraiser. I was supposed to go to that. Mm-hmm. However, my mother let me know very late that she forgot to let us know. If I had known like days before, I would have been there. But we had no idea until like later that day. So I was already in the middle of my plans. A while ago, I had got tickets for Madison and I to see this movie playing at my local theater in Claremont. And it's this independent film called Hundreds of Beavers. Hundreds of beavers. All right. I know, it sounds interesting. And
don't search for that.
No,
on your browser.
It's a different kind of movie. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And so I was like, this looks cool. Let me look into it a little bit. And I was getting ads for it, and I was like, man, this is interesting. It's a silent. It's shot like a black and white silent film. But it's made like a kind of like Looney Tunes, like slapstick comedy, and it's this 2-hour movie. Like I said, shot in black and white, about this Applejack, you know, like a lumberjack, you know, apples, and he gets Madison and I actually were a little late, so we missed like the first few minutes of it. But basically, what I had gathered from watching it in full after that part was, I guess he got stranded in the middle of nowhere, like in the snow, and this guy he at first. He's like hunting these rabbits for food, and he's finding like all these like funny slapstick ways to like trap them and stuff, and it's not working. And then he finds this trader who like trades him weapons for like skinned beavers and like skinned raccoons. And so that's what it becomes. It's just like this quest to like skin all these animals to like get more equipment. And then he has a daughter, and he says, "You can marry my daughter if you bring me hundreds of beavers." So then that's what it becomes. It's just this, you know, skin fest, and it's funny, and all the jokes they're all gags and stuff.
Did you enjoy it?
It was fucking hilarious, dude.
Really?
I recommend it. Unfortunately, it was, you know, it's one night only because it's an independent film, but it's going to be on DVD, they said, in July.
When are we going to catch it on TMZ or Nick at Night or something?
Right? I don't know. I hope somewhere, on like Sundance.
Public access. Yeah. Public access right after the bingo for the old people.
I should check it out if it comes out. It was really fun, and I had no idea this was happening. It ended up being like part of this tour that the filmmaker was doing. So after the show, in the middle of the show, during like this one like gag where he gets the first raccoon head and like uses it as a hat, there's like this little sequence where it shows him as like this lead of like a TV show, and he's like this warrior with a beaver head. Mm-hmm. During that section of the movie, the guy who plays him comes in the theater with the raccoon head on and like runs around the seat, around the aisles. Mm-hmm. And he was there. So I was like, what the fuck is going on? Madison are saying in the way back. So we're like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then at the end of the movie, you see him and then two of the beavers like from the movie are there. I'm like, what's going on? And it was a meet and greet. It was a Q&A with the filmmaker and the lead star of the movie. So it was really cool. All
right.
And they had like a merch table and I got a shirt signed of like the beaver face. And they both signed it. The filmmaker and the lead actor. It was really cool. It was a great experience.
Right. That's cool. That's cool. Shit. That's cool because I wouldn't have been able to sat through that. I would have been like, man, I need a beer. It's hard to keep my attention, man. It's got to be something I'm going to get.
Well, you're lucky that theater has they have a bar. So you're
they
good.
Do?
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I don't know. We talked about this, but do you watch stand-up on Netflix?
On Netflix all the time.
Have you seen all that with that Neil guy, the writer for the Chappelle Show?
Neil Brennan?
Yeah.
Brennan.
Him.
I haven't seen that one.
He's got two of them out there.
Okay.
And I talked to some people about this. They were like, it's okay,
I've heard of him.
Yeah. They're like, it's okay, I guess. I fucking love them. Because they connected with me with so many levels. I mean, because he gets personal. It's comedy. It's fucking awesome. Check it out, man.
I will, yeah.
Check him out. Hold on. That's your homework.
Okay.
We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Okay. But you got to check him out. This fucking guy
I
think this guy's fucking brilliant, man.
Because I love Chappelle's specials on there.
Oh, yeah. He was a writer.
I watch specials on everything on Max because they have all of the Chris Rock's older specials on there. So I watch
fucking awesome, aren't they?
So fucking funny, dude.
Fuck yeah. I remember those Chris Rock ones. I was like, man, this is brilliant. I can't believe this shit. The first like two or three, mm-hmm. even the last one that came out, you know, where he talks about being
selective outrage. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
That was a great one. Yeah. Yeah.
But his first ones were awesome.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Those old ones. Yeah. Like Bigger and Blacker and stuff. Really great.
Yeah.
His one before this new one that he did a while ago, Tambourine. That's my favorite. That's a really good special. And then it was like a month or so after he got slapped and everything,
mm-hmm.
they came out with a total blackout version of that special, which was like, it was like a different, it was a different show, like a different night from that tour,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like the same material, but a different night. And then like interview clips and everything. It's really great. That was my favorite of his, but yeah, the older stuff, like, you know, Toss Salad Man and all that.
Oh, yeah.
That we mentioned. But I like Dilly. Like, that shit's so good, dude. Yeah.
You ever see the actual interview? I tell you about it, right?
You told me to, and I did watch it.
You did watch it? How creepy is that fucking dude?
It's fucking crazy. The whole special is insane.
Yeah, yeah. But that one guy. That one black dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I went in there and I put a shank to his neck.
Yeah.
And then I told him to grease his own butthole.
Yeah,
he goes,
that's
something I learned from the older guys here, that if I tell him to grease his butthole and he tries to fucking say I raped him, I'll be like, no, man, he participated. Mm. Check his fingernails, got grease. He fucking greased himself. And I'm like, God damn, man. Remember that part?
Yeah.
And then his buddy's at the door here, and his buddy's all anxious. Come on, dog. And he says this, that fucking creased me out. Come on, dog, let me get a scrape.
Oh, God.
And then he's like, all right, man, but take it easy. And then he goes, and my buddy went in there, and he did not take it easy, man. He gave it to him. And this is fucking black dick, dog. This is fucking big fish. And then he goes, I was all worried, man. He was going to end up in the hospital because this fucking guy is getting on fucking, you know. And I'm like, God. And then the way they're just so cool about it. Just talking about it, like, whatever.
He's
and like, I'm like, oh, that's,
and he's like,
fucking.
He's like, when they get in here, I'm making me my butt. And she's like, damn.
Yeah.
Like, that's something to eat ass. I was like, oh, my God.
That is fucking nuts, man.
That ruthless. That's not, that's like, I've never seen that kind of, God, like, no holds barred. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I remember we had went to, that was around Christmas time, kind of. We went to Solving. And on the way back, I was watching on my phone. I was watching this prison special. I was like, sitting next to my dad. Like, this is fucking nuts.
Yeah, man. That's fucking terrible, dude. I was talking to a buddy of mine today. I had lunch with him. He's from El Salvador.
Okay.
And do you know what El Salvador is known for?
No.
18th Street. You know, the gangs?
Mm-mm.
So down there, this, you know, I'm probably gonna get this whole story fucking wrong, but down there, the gang, the 18th Street, they ran the fucking country, right? They were just fucking crazy. New president came in. He fucking, anybody affiliated with the gang goes straight to fucking jail. So he loads up these fucking jails with fucking prison with fucking gang members. Loads them up. The country has fucking done a fucking, I was gonna say 360. No, a 180. Country did a 180. He goes, you go down there, it's fucking safe now. People are investing money. The country has fucking changed completely. All the gangs are in fucking jail. If you're affiliated, any affiliation with the gang, you do 14 years, put straight in fucking jail. He goes, the president took away what, chicken and something else from them. He goes, no, they can't eat chicken. And then you have those human rights protesters. They're like, why can't you give them chicken? He goes, well, when everybody else in the country eats chicken, the kids, the elderly, everybody eats chicken, and then we'll give them chicken next. I'm not going to give them chicken. Fuck them. You know what I mean?
Holy shit.
And he goes, he took away their mattresses. He goes, listen, this ain't a hotel. Fucking took away their fucking mattresses.
Oh, my God.
And he's got them fucking in there suffering. So it sent out a message. Everybody out of jail, they're like, fuck, I don't want to be in there. It just, you know, just, those guys are known for tattooing their face and just being all, you know, gangstered out. Young kids are not being attracted to that lifestyle because they're all in fucking jail. And it changed the whole fucking country around. I was like, fuck, that's fucking awesome. This fucking cool ass fucking president, you know? Yeah. I don't know why I brought that up, but it was fucking cool, man.
That is cool.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
And you know what's cool is that the human rights protesters, you know, from all around the world, they're like, you can't do that to them. And someone fucking stood up and said, fuck you. If you don't like what we're doing to them, you take them. If not, shut the fuck up, right?
Exactly. You don't want
that. Yeah, and that was fucking awesome, man. You know, yeah. Sometimes you gotta treat these fucking people like fucking the people they are.
I wish that they would treat the
tossed salad man.
Yeah.
Right? But you know what we should do is have like a exchange program. And then we'll take our tossed salad men and take them over to the Salvadorian prison and let them suffer over there, right? Right? Anybody with grease on their finger gets fucking, right? Yeah, anybody with just grease in their finger gets sent over.
Nail check.
Yeah, right?
But I wish we had that same sort of no-nonsense policy for gangs here and stuff, because the shit that happens over in, like, Azusa and stuff is insane. It's almost fucking intolerable to even be out there.
Azusa?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Azusa where?
Here.
What happens?
It's fucking gang infested over there, man.
Oh, I think when you say gang infested, I don't see it that way. Cause
where I came from,
it was, and you know, it wasn't a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
You see a couple of guys with long socks, and you're like, oh my gosh, we gotta move out of here.
Well,
I mean,
like the things that I hear from, because you know, my parents teach the district and stuff, and I talk to teachers that I see them and stuff that I used to have, and you know that's all they talk about sometimes. It's like they got a lot of kids in there that are following in those footsteps. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, for someone who wants to be a teacher, it's like that's awful.
Yeah,
and it is spreading. You know, I see there's fucking tags like all the time everywhere. You have two rival gangs over there. Just insane.
And you know what's fucked up is that those two rival gangs, 10 years ago, they're all buddies. They're all young, playing on the same playground. And then they all join a gang, and then that gang got too big, and it turned into two gangs, and all of a sudden they don't like each other for no fucking reason, man. And that happened in my neighborhood, too, where my neighbors wanted to kill my fucking other neighbors. And luckily they never did, but yeah, they were fucking trying to kill you. And we used to play marbles when we were young. We used to fucking sleep over each other's houses. And they're fucking nuts like that. And that's fucking stupidity, man. That's just fucking dumb. You know what bothers me about fucking gangs is you always have those fucking thoroughbreds, you know, where it's like they come from a family of fucking...
Yeah.
You know, like if you look at the kid and you're like, why is he dressed like that? And you look at the dad, you're like, oh, no wonder.
Yeah.
And you look at the grandma, you're like, no wonder. You can see that fucking... that cholo in them, you know?
It just, yeah, what makes me upset. When it gets to the kids and shit.
And then, like, back in the 40s, like, the grandma bought a house because they were, like, $6,000. And they have a house. And then her, like, six generations of people are fucking living there. And, you know, that bugs the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah.
That bugs the shit. Especially because most of the time, they're Mexican. And they're all living in one fucking house. And they just, that whole... fucking cholo mentality just trickles down, and fucking we love the Raiders and shit. You know? You know what I mean? That's what I was saying, right?
That bugs the shit on me.
No, I agree. I'm with you on that. Yeah, we need some order, man. Yeah. It's, and then like when I was in high school, I knew kids that were in those gangs and shit, man. I was friends with them, of course, not on that level, but I was like, they were cool with me and stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously you don't want to be on the bad side of those kids, but it was just like, it was surreal to me, like what that meant. I shared a locker row. This is the worst. My freshman year of high school, it was like textbook high school movie type shit. My locker row, there were all these three cholos, these three, like, I think they were all, you know, bangers, I guess, whatever, mm-hmm. quotation marks.
Mm-hmm.
And they would all fuck with me and shit. They would all be like, one of them in particular would, like, run up on me and like, put his knife, take his knife out and, like, try to scare me and everything and be like, what's up? Oh, I'm joking, fool. We love you, fool. I love you, dog. And they would dab me up and shit, and because I was the white kid and all that. They would tease me. And one time they asked me a question, and I was like, I. So they would call me I, because I always just stuttered. That was my nickname for me. I, what's up, fool? All the time, the whole year.
Those guys seem cool.
And then my senior year, when I went back to school, one of the guys, his little brother was in school now, and he dropped him off one day. He's like, hey, what's up? He still called me that after 4 years. So yeah, that was kind of my little thing. And then one time I was walking by their little group, and one of them was like, hey, would you come kick it with us, homie? I was like, I'm good. I'm okay. I'm like, why me? Like, do you know who I am? Like, I don't fit that kind of shit. You know
what? Frankie used to say that those gangbangers, those cholos, are the weakest guys around. That's why they got to get together in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Either they're weak mentally, physically, whatever. They have a weakness in there where they need to get into a crowd and defend themselves.
They have to glam together, yeah.
Yeah, and then that makes so much sense, you know?
Yeah,
you should be able to just be on your own and be yourself and shit, but...
I think that, and that's why they're hard to stop, because there's so many of them, and it's getting larger.
So many, with blind allegiance, they're like, they'll do whatever anyone says, you know? They'll be like, we hate that dude. Like, oh, I guess we hate that dude, you know? For no fucking reason, they're going to go beat someone up that they've never met before. I don't get that. It hit someone you've never met before. You know,
exactly.
If you hit someone, there's got to be some anger in there, you know? How can you hit somebody without anger?
Blind allegiance, that's the right way to put it. Blind allegiance, absolutely.
Yeah, that's just stupidity, man.
I think there's just certain things about it that just get under my skin, like seeing all the tags everywhere. Like, what is the point of that, you know? It's like, Azusa in particular, it's so tragic because that's a city where just you happen to find a lot of... you know, a large amount of Mexicans, a large amount of immigrated people. That's where they go,
mm-hmm.
and you know that a lot of their lifestyle is, you know, a lot of them walk everywhere. It's like they can't even walk in safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous, and I don't know. I just I'm with you on that. I think, you know, we gotta be a little more. Some more order on that, but obviously the police there and the police in the San Gabriel Valley in general have just not really, they've kind of given up on that prospect because nothing has been really done about it in years.
How would you go about fixing that, RJ?
Well, me personally, I don't have the enough knowledge to come up with a plan, but all I know is that I know there are things they probably could be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we can't go on the level of, as you were saying, from where was it at?
Oh, El Salvador?
Salvador, yeah. Obviously, we can't go there with it right now, but...
What do you think? Well, I don't know, man. So this is what I would do.
Uh-huh.
This is what I would do. Because a lot of that mentality is allowed by the parents, you know?
Yeah.
So I always try to fucking cut it at the fucking root, right? So let's find out who the parents are, what they do. And let's say I'm just fucking throwing ideas out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say they collect government assistance, right?
Okay.
Well, if anyone collects government assistance, they should be drug tested before they do that, or they're not gonna get money. I think that's one way that, you know, it's not gonna directly affect those, you know, them, but I'm pretty sure a good amount of them,
yeah,
you know, are fall in those categories of collecting government assistance and doing drugs. If we took that away from the equation, because There's people out there that can do so much more, but they don't because no one's ever put them against a corner and fucking made them fight their way out.
Yeah.
They made life so easy for them that, like I said, like the whole idea of, oh, this is my grandma's house. We're going to live here forever for free. And so there's no struggle in their life. There's no fear of anything. So that whole mentality, you know. So let's take away their money. You have kids. You have government assistance. You pass the drug test. You have kids. Your kids get bad grades. We're taking away government assistance. Spend some more time trying to fucking, you know, work on that. You know, try doing that. I think you gotta put them against a corner so that they try hard.
Like you have to go the harsh route because they're gonna dismiss it. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So I think there's ways around that shit. You know, if you got like six kids or shit, and or eight kids, and you know, you never worked a day in your job, a day in your life. Fucking cut their nuts. Cut their nuts. Yeah. If you want to keep getting money, we're going to cut your nuts because we're tired of paying for your kids. You know what I mean?
That's true.
After two kids and we're not working, come here. And we're going to cut your nuts or we're not going to give you no more money.
Just a lot of those kids that just flunk and don't give a shit. Yeah. Make them give a shit.
Anybody in prison wants chicken? Cut their nuts.
Yeah.
That way, when they get out, or even when they're in, they're getting a conjugal visit, they don't get no one pregnant. You know, because guys in prison can have kids. Yeah. They get married through the prison system. Their girl goes in there for a conjugal visit. They fucking pipe down and shit. And then, you know, and then they have kids. I think they can't support, right? Right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, what are they going to do?
Yeah, they got a fucking greasy thumb with caca on it. You know what I mean? So, I think there's a lot of these. But then, like we were saying earlier, down in El Salvador, they took away chicken, and then those human rights fucking protesters are like, "Hey man, why didn't you fucking give a chicken?" Oh, we're here. So the human rights protest. Come on, you can't cut their balls off. Okay, we're sorry, we went too far. The fucking El Salvador, the president of El Salvador, bring them over here. Or even fucking Trump. I think Trump's crazy enough to do that shit, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then this is if he wins the election again, this is his second term, right? He can't go for a third.
Nah.
Well, maybe he'll probably change some shit, that fucking crazy fucker. But he can't go for a third. So if you think he was crazy the first time, knowing that he can't go for a third term, he's going to do some crazy shit, man. Oh, it's going to be entertaining. I think that when he comes into office, he will do so much crazy shit, it's going to make our podcast so much easier to fucking do. I mean, we're just going to be talking about the stupid shit he did.
But at what cost?
At what cost?
At what cost?
I think the economy was better when he was in office. All he did was be racist. I'm used to fucking people being racist, you know? And if you're going to be racist towards me, but my 401k is stronger and then, you know, the economy is doing better, hey, you call me the N-word if you want. I don't care.
It's not just hate on a race level. It's hate on all kinds of levels.
But as long as the economy is better, dog.
I'm sure we can find other ways to get a better economy. Then here's the thing. You can't rely on... This is like... It's like... What's the justification? Can we just move on? Can we just move on? Let's just move on. I mean, it's like, oh, you have all this, but that. Oh, okay, that's cool. Let's keep... Like, come on. Let's not justify everything else for the one good thing. I would rather have a bunch of sort of bad things instead of a bunch of bad things and one good thing. I'd rather have a bunch of mediocre things.
You want a president that's going to be talk nice to you, say beautiful things to you, while he's fucking with his other hand slapping you. You know, I think this president is like straight out. Trump's like fucking straight out. Hey, you fucking Mexican. You know,
I'm cool with the guy who takes naps and shit. Let him, whatever. Fucking, I'll let him sleep in my room. Come on in, buddy. He's good. He's cool.
Let me ask you this: Has the president, the current president, ever affected you in any way other than what you heard of him say?
No.
Nothing. Like if you did not know that the president existed,
our current president.
The current past president. So, you know, the way things are, has it ever affected you directly at all? Have they ever passed a law that you're like, oh shit, man, this sucks?
No.
Not really, right? Mm-mm. So it kind of doesn't really matter, you know?
Well, that doesn't mean I don't care about other people.
What does it matter?
It doesn't matter. You can't think like that. No. Not everybody thinks like that.
Then,
oh God, this is so bad. Oh, good Lord.
I'm cool with Trump, dog. Get out of the way. If it doesn't bother you, get out of the way, man. I'm okay with him coming back in. Plus, he's going to make this podcast so much easier, man. We're going to be able to... Hey, did you see the Trump interview yesterday? Oh, man. Okay,
we need
a president like that. We need a president like that.
These
are not going to change until we get a Salvadorian president over here. We have a Salvadorian president over here, dude, and he went to the jails. And then, oh, fuck. See, I'm fucking scared to say this, but if we keep with the jails and say, man, all the fucking Mexican mafia, the gang members, no tricking for you guys. Things will change in the fucking prison system. Out of the streets, if you're gang affiliated, you got any fucking gang tattoos, you're going to jail for 14 years. It will change everybody on the fucking street. Someone's got to fucking take a stance, but you're scared of this. They're scared of what they're going to say about them. That they're scared. The president got reelected in El Salvador with it was 88% of the vote. 88% of the vote. And then he goes, there's like five different political parties over there. And if you don't get more than 10% of the vote, that's it. You're removed. You're not a political party anymore. So there was only two left.
Oh, my gosh. Left,
because just everybody voted for him because he was so good, you know? That's what we fucking need over here. Someone who won't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck. Start getting rid of some of these people. Not worry about what they're going to complain about. Your people out there. Just fucking get the job done, man.
Well, we could find someone like that who has not been indicted twice.
And it's not going to happen in your lifetime. There's nobody like that. They're all politicians. That try to ride the line and get, you know, try to please everybody at the same time. But if you please everybody at the same time, you won't get nothing done.
I don't think a convicted man who brought the country together to fucking, you know, to raid the fucking Capitol and shit. I don't think that's someone we should be like, oh, that's he's gonna fix. No.
You're old enough to vote. Who are you gonna vote for?
Huh?
Who are you gonna vote for?
Not
Trump?
No, absolutely not.
Who are you going to vote for?
The other guy, I guess.
Whoever the other guy is, right?
Whoever the other guy is.
Qualified or not?
Qualified or not, other guy. Absolutely other guy. Oh, like he's qualified. He's not qualified.
At least he's entertaining.
He was a fucking movie star. At least he was on TV.
At least he's Ronald Reagan was.
I don't like him either. Oh, fucking case closed. he's a man who watched the fucking AIDS epidemic. He fucking watched that shit
He gave me amnesty, and that's why I'm in this country. So I like Reagan, and he's a funny man. I don't know if you ever see his intro to his speeches are fucking hilarious.
It doesn't take much for you, does it?
No, man. I don't ask for a lot.
Oh, good lord. Well, maybe you need to ask for more, huh?
I'm happy, man.
Well,
I used to live in a third world country, RJ. I'm happy with clean water and shit.
I just hope you understand what I mean, where I'm coming from, you know? I get you, man. I get what you're saying.
All right, let's move on.
All right. But basically, and also, if you must know, I actually didn't even vote for, I didn't vote for the other guy.
Because you weren't old enough.
For the primaries.
Oh, all
right. I didn't. I voted for some other guy. Obviously, it doesn't matter. You know, he has no chance. Mm-hmm. But just to say that I did. It was some black dude. Whatever. Get him, you know? Because here's the thing. I'm going to make this very clear. I don't love Joey. Okay? I don't love Joey B by any means. Okay? Mm-hmm. I don't think he's not the greatest. But I don't dislike him either. Okay, I don't hate him or anything, but obviously he's not my first pick. He's not a lot of our first picks, but I think at the time in the country he was at, it was just like lesser of two evils. It still is lesser of two evils at this point.
I would say the only reason to vote for him is because you know he's not running the country. He's just the guy that stands up there and repeats whatever they tell him to repeat. So because he's not running the country, that puts a responsibility on his cabinet. And that means there's more people that have input on what happens, as opposed to one guy kind of dictating everything mm-hmm. and wanting things his way. It falls in the cabinet, more people have input, and maybe their input's about the same, and then, you know, that way it's for the greater good, because he's not in charge, because he's fucking all senile and shit. That's the only reason why I would fucking, you know, the only reason I think he's good, because he's not even there. And if responsibility falls on other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but I know he has good intention. You know, I see him. You see him talk to people.
Do you even see? I don't think he's there.
I've seen video. Yeah, there was this. You know, I at this point in the year, every election year, you know, each administration they'll put out videos, they'll put out press and stuff. And there's this video of him talking to this young boy, and the kid had a stutter, and so, you know, our president has a stutter, and he was talking to him about it, and he was like, yeah, man, like, you know, don't let it define you, and it was like everybody in the comments, it was kind of like I love when comments come together, even people who aren't of that party, and they were like, you know, regardless of whether you agree with what this guy's doing or not, you can tell this is just an honest It's just an honest conversation. A man who really cares. A guy who's seen it all. I think that's another thing too that people appreciate. The guy has seen everything, mm-hmm. and I think that's also what could make what makes it difficult too is because he's seen everything. You know, is he able to see more? But I do believe I believe in his. I know he's earnest. I believe in his honesty. I see videos of him. I know there's somebody up there, and whether or not you see him there all the time, I believe in what we do get to see sometimes. So take that for what you will, at least.
You know what? Like Trump told Hillary, he's like, yeah, you've been in office dealing with politics for how many years and you haven't done shit. Right? So it's kind of like, you're like, I'm going to do this. Well, why haven't you done it?
Yeah.
Why haven't you done it? And I think to be a politician is to be crooked.
Everyone's victim of that.
To be a politician is to work the system, to just keep getting voted in and doing favors and doing that. I think that is being a politician. That's the problem with it, that we voted in politicians, and politicians in their nature are just the wrong people to help people. That's what I think. That's why you bring in other people. You bring in fucking Trump or fucking Eddie Murphy or someone who don't give a fuck. Someone who's got enough money that they're not going to be influenced. Someone who's
The Rock.
Anybody who can be influenced.
Like 70% of Americans want The Rock to run for president. Do you see that?
Yeah. But you know what sucked though? I wouldn't want that to happen because I like The Rock. And the minute he decides to run for president, they're gonna dig up his past and they're gonna have pictures of him having sex with like three girls. I mean, they're gonna bring up his fucking dirty ass.
Or picture him like shaking Epstein's hand or some shit.
Right, yeah. Kind of like a pile driver on Hillary and shit. You know,
everybody's or you know smoking crack in a hotel room.
I'm
not afraid to bring that up. Whether you see, that's the thing though, is people think like just because I'm for the guy now, you know, it doesn't mean I'm like a blind fucking.
I think that the fact that his son smokes crack makes him more human, and you know,
there you go.
That might be a plus. I think that he smokes
hookers,
because
crack and hookers.
We're even more human. The fact that he's doing it in the White House and this and that, and then you know he's got some crooked shit going on. That's what bothers me. If his son just smoked crack, I'd be poor Joe, right? Would make him more human. I said it, but all that other shit, that's what's fucked up. You know, the crack doesn't bother me. Right?
Yeah, crack, yeah.
It just means he's a tough man. He's able to deal with that shit, you know?
Yeah. Saca la basita. There you go. Well, anyway. Gosh, we fucking reached an impasse.
Yeah.
Now what?
I don't know.
See? Hey, look. Two men can have a conversation about politics and I end up in the screaming match.
So, did I send you any subjects to come up with?
You didn't this week, no.
I did not.
Is there anything you thought of? Sometimes if you think of things, you'll tell me.
Oh, yeah.
In these really hilariously worded vague texts. I love getting them sometimes. It'd be like fucking 2 a.m. and he's like goldfish crackers. Okay, great. Some random shit or whatever. Like wood paneling. Okay, all right, got it.
So I got my I look like I'm got a little sweat going on now. It's a little warm in here. And that's cool.
Yeah.
So I'll take a look at it now.
Yeah, take a look at it, yeah.
So, I don't know if I told you, a couple weeks ago, I drank my wife's pre-workout.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what I did? I cleaned the garage. And I cleaned the shit out of that garage.
Did you?
Right on the way out, swing by my garage. It's fucking beautiful.
I will, yeah.
I got my bike down, and I put it on little. I have a bike stand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the stand. I inflated the tires. I got the computer going. And I told my wife, I go, when I get off of work and I get home, I want you to get some pre-workout. Half a bottle, not a whole bottle. If I drink a whole bottle, I won't be able to sleep at night. Half a bottle, leave them in the fridge. That way, when I get home, I have no choice but to fucking do something instead of just sitting there. So I got home today. I fucking drank the bottle, and I'm all pumped up right now. You know, you notice it?
A little
wired. So right now, when we're done, I'm probably going to go jump on the bike and go around the block a couple times because I need to fucking do that.
I need
to fucking do that.
That's weird, man. We're like weirdly synchronized and shit. You know what I did the other day?
What?
You know what I did? I fucking woke up early as fuck. I woke up at like 5 a.m. Well, my dad woke me up. Kind of blessing in disguise, really. I fell asleep on the couch. My dad gets up like 5 a.m. to get ready.
Why'd you fall asleep on the couch? Mexicans in the bedroom?
I just did. The Mexicans from last week.
Playing Mexican music. The broomstick hitting the ceiling. Stop it up there. Fucking.
Yeah, yeah. They're fucking playing Lotharia and shit up there. That's my money. I just fell asleep, but I was tired, man. It was a long day. Was that Sunday? Ah, fuck. Nah, I don't fucking remember. But anyway, I think it was Sunday. That's my long day, Sunday. Mm-hmm. I work from fucking 7:30 to 4:30. So that's my 9-hour day.
That's a regular day.
We've been through this. For the amount of labor at a restaurant, it's different.
You know those Mexicans that live in your
bedroom? Mexicans they're
laughing at your ass, dude.
The Mexicans at Chili's don't work more than 4 hours. That shit's labor intensive. So 9 hours,
it's not. Okay. Not. I'll take you to work with me one of these days, dog, and I'll show you some fucking Guatemalans and some Mexicans. These guys are like 5'2", orange shirts, those construction boots, and they're out there digging the sun with a fucking smile on their face, you know?
Yeah, because they're getting paid to do that shit. They're getting paid a more money.
No, they don't make a lot of money.
They make better money than I do at Chili's.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Do
you have a bakery in your restaurant?
No.
Then you make good money then. These guys don't make a lot of money, and that's work. That's fucking work right there.
Well, regardless of the caliber of work,
is it a lot of work for you?
Yeah, sure, for me. Whatever. Okay, I'm telling you, the Mexicans
say it that way. It's a lot of work for me.
Some of the Mexicans there don't work as long as I do doing that
because they have 4 other jobs to go to.
No, they don't. Dude,
they probably work with them for me.
Oh, good lord. Anyway, it's a lot of work for me.
So you were saying your dad woke you up?
I shouldn't have to fucking add that. Your dad woke you up. Your dad will. It's gonna be a jerk.
Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands.
This is gonna be a Jerry Springer episode. I'm gonna pick up this fucking chair.
Stick your hands up. No callus, dog. No callus there.
Why would I have any?
See, the reason that you don't know, fucking proof that you don't know hard work.
What am I playing on the fucking monkey bar? What am I have calluses for?
Because you work hard.
What I do, I'm not welding in the Chili's, okay? I'm not welding. I don't have the fucking highway blocked off for an undisclosed amount of time back there.
I don't do auto body in the fucking Chili's.
And I randomly, you know, come out in the morning and block the ramp on ramp so I can do shit for like a few hours and then go back home and then have the ramp closed for another fucking 3 years. That's not what I do.
They're not union. But...
I don't care. I don't know.
Your dad woke you up. I know you don't.
I don't fucking know the difference. Just enjoy the joke.
You were describing Caltrans, right? Is that what you're doing?
I don't fucking know what that is. Sure. I'm describing the fucking on ramp on fucking Monta Vista Street in Montclair that I go to work on, and it's always randomly blocked off, and I gotta go around down to Indian Hill, or I gotta wait because I have the lane blocked off and shit, and they're there sometimes and they're there not, and it's been closed since like fucking 2019 and shit. So I don't know. Anyway.
How you suffer? Those Mexicans go to work on a bike.
Can I not say anything?
On a bike. So your dad woke you up on the sofa.
I'll fucking pick him up and shit.
Your dad woke you up on the sofa.
Get in the car, Ramon. I got fucking Vicente Fernandez on cue on the aux. Get in here. Okay, my dad woke. Sorry. Who am I? You right now? Jesus.
Jesus. All right. I should be offended, but I'll give you a pass. I'll give you a pass. Miklo, go for it. So they wake you up on the sofa.
Yeah. My dad wakes me up on the sofa because he gets up to get ready for work. Because he has to leave the house by 7. So he you know, naturally he fucking wakes me up because he comes down and turns on the lights and shit. And he's fucking Wolfgang Puck making his lunch, you know, and whatever. So
your dad makes his lunch?
Yeah.
No shit?
Yeah.
What does he make at his age? I want to know what it is, you know?
For his lunch, he just makes, you know, like a sandwich, you know, just... Basic. She's not like cooking.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's like lunch when you're a kid. Like he gets like his little nutritional nut packs and apple and whatever leftovers from last night. You know, he has a microwave in there. Anyway, so he's getting his shit ready. It's like 5:30, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go back to sleep. I'll go upstairs. And I was like, oh, what am I? Why not? Let me just fucking. I'll just stay up. So my dad made me coffee, and I watched the latest John Oliver because it was Sunday. Mm-hmm. That last night, past night, so I watched it, and I was like, all right, I think I'm gonna go for a walk today. Why not? Let me just. And so I brought it up because I'm like, I just got the urge. Let me just get up. Why not?
Was that coffee pretty strong?
I guess. Or I need. I just know that in my mind, I need to start walking. So I'm like, let me just do it. So I got up, put my working clothes on. Well, I took my good morning shit, you know, the one that brews. You feel it?
Oh, yeah. Man.
The one that you can't leave the house without doing.
Well, you can, but you're so worried that you're like, oh man, what if something goes wrong?
Yeah.
You start to plan your route. Like, if I have to, there's a bush over there that's very next to the homeless people, you know?
Yeah.
Before I go anywhere, coffee, that coffee fucking warms everything up. Yeah. It gets it all slushy down there. And, oh man, those first, that first.
It fucks you up if you don't do it.
Oh yeah, my wife goes, oh, I had to push a lot. And I go, you push? I don't even push. I just release.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? I just kind of like let my fucking stomach kind of get soft. Like, you know what I
mean? It just leaks it, out. It yeah. Just,
yeah. I'm kind of holding it back at one point.
Exactly.
Where I'm sitting down like, oh, and I fucking, you know, sit down and this fucking sauce comes out.
I
all in one shot.
Sometimes. Really?
I think 80% in one shot. Just boom.
Pretty much. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then I'll get that fucking Niagara Falls coming back up and hitting him in the butthole. La bufadora.
Oh, man.
La bufadora with the water. Oh, yeah. But I will take a shower after, so I'm okay.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? But I get that, that water. Sometimes I feel the water because it was such a fucking explosion. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then you get like a little bit, like little squirts, and then you're done, you know?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, me too. Most of it's in one. I'm like, oh, it's done already. But yeah, I'm kind of like holding a little bit out, and you stop it. I'm kind of like a claw machine and shit. I'm just controlling it, yeah. And so,
where do I get grease in my thumb?
I don't know. I want to win that prize. Anyway, so I'm like, fuck it. I'm going for a walk. So I start walking, and and I take a pretty long route. I'm like, I'm gonna start off strong. I want to get my tolerance up.
Mm-hmm.
So I go all the way down this one street, come around, going. I'm doing this nice long route, and like in the middle of it, I look at my phone, and my boss texts me. He's like, "Can you come in to roll silver?" I was like, "Fuck!" I'm like, "Good thing I was up early."
Yeah.
I'm like, good thing, because I would have been asleep at this point. I'm like, good thing it was like 8:30. So I was like, all right. So I was gonna shower because it had already been 2 days since I didn't shower. I'm like, I just want to get home. Let me just do it. So I changed and I went there. He's like, I need you to come in Tuesday too. So I did my shit and then I came back home. And then it just felt like an overall productive day. And my class got canceled Monday too, because
mm-hmm.
our professor thought that, I guess he thinks that we were like partying hard or something for St. Patrick's Day. He was like, "Look, I know it was St. Patrick's Day last night. And I know that the class is kind of early for 8:20."
He wanted to be off. I'm like, I think
you party too hard. Right? He's like, "I know it's too much to ask for it." I'm like, "Dude, I'm fine. I'm not doing shit.
Right?
I don't know what you think I'm doing."
Yeah. There's a leprechaun in there. Like, thank you.
I think it's I can't do an Irish. That's like fucking Italian.
Come on, try it.
Me
lucky charms.
I only got the me lucky charms.
Me lucky charms.
They're magically delicious.
All right, where are we at? 57. You got anything before we get going?
No, I'm trying to think of what happened that day. And then after work, I went to have lunch with Madison.
Where at?
At Chili's, because she was working at Chili's. So we get half off, you know. It's
fucking perfect.
All the time, dude. I ate there all the time.
Have I told you, do you like Chinese?
Yes.
There's a good Chinese spot over there. I want to take you there, but I already ate, and I got some stuff to do right now. They got to finish this hour right here.
I did too. Where is it?
Off of Souza and San Bernardino. It's one block west. What's it called? Townsend.
Oh,
it's two different words, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you got to fucking try this place.
Interesting.
That's a little... next week, don't have lunch.
Next Wednesday,
or like, yeah, next Wednesday.
What time are you here at? Like, are you here at what time do you get home?
We're gonna record around 3, maybe 4, so we eat around 5.
All right, sure, yeah. Okay, cool.
Make sense?
Yeah, awesome, yeah.
All right. I'll remind you on the
yeah, we'll do
it.
We
gotta fucking try. It's pretty good. All right, you guys. We're at the end already, RJ.
Yeah. Peace.
All right. See you guys later.